When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world. Today, we're going to have music from Stephanie, and then stay tuned for a message, and then more music.
We really hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Thank you everybody for joining us on our Easter podcast, where Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And now for our first song. Welcome, Stephanie. Stephanie, why don't you introduce our next song?
Well, our next song is a wonderful hymn, and it's all about how we can face all of the problems and the troubles of life because Christ is risen and because He lives.
Thank you.
To contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you.
And now it's time for our message, which was written by Timothy Burdick, and it is called The Resurrection in the 21st Century. God won't always change your circumstances, my friend, but if you allow Him, He will change your heart while giving you the courage to face the bumps in the road. If you believe that God has checked out of your life, you're not alone. Listen to David as he outlines what he went through in Psalm 69. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in the miry depths where there is no foothold. I have come into the deep waters. The floods engulf me. I am worn out calling for help. My throat is parched. My eyes fail, looking for my God. Now, let's turn our attention to the early disciples in the time before the resurrection. Can't you picture them running from the cross as they faced a life which they thought was totally over and void of meaning without Jesus? They had pinned all of their hopes and dreams on this man, and their thoughts of being alone filled them with excruciating fear. Now, however, fast forward to the day of Pentecost in the second chapter of Acts. There you will see quite a different story, as the Holy Spirit had come upon these men after Christ rose. Within the disciples, a fearless courage was born, which transformed them in each situation. They were no longer men who needed to run, because they had seen the empty tomb of Jesus. Therefore, we can celebrate as we look at our first T of the day, transformation, in detail. While the circumstances of life today are totally different from what the apostles faced, the resurrection of Christ means that you no longer have to face them alone either. Instead of trying to live a life in your own strength, transformation begins when you ask Him to help you develop a moment-by-moment dependency upon Him. A good place to start is by clearing the channel of communication with Him through the confession of your sin. Draw upon His strength in prayer, letting Him speak to you through the voice of His Word. Then ask Him to control your life by giving you the peace and joy which the Spirit offers as you fall deeper in love with Him. Next, the idea of being transfixed by Christ simply means developing a lifestyle of walking with Him. When problems are difficult and there doesn't seem to be a way out, we are all tempted to run ahead of God. If you stumble in this area, don't worry, because, to be honest, we all do. That is why the Bible tells us to take every thought captive to Christ. Finally, an increased transmission of His Word will be the outgrowth of the first two T's, as your confidence in Christ grows. But please keep these things in mind. First, you and I are just planting the seed, but it is up to the Holy Spirit to do the actual work. Therefore, approach each person you speak to with respect as you speak the truth under the umbrella of God's love. Lastly, remember the old saying, "More is caught than taught." In other words, let your light shine, and God will open doors for you to share His light with others. I pray that you will allow God to continually transform you as you become more and more transfixed by Him. Then watch as God transmits His message through you and as the water of His Word begins to flow from your life.
Okay, friends, now we're going to have a few more songs because it's Easter. This one is special to me. It's an old hymn, and it reminds me of when the risen Christ touched my life.
Thank you.
one, Stephanie.
Okay. I'm going to play a favorite hymn of many people, including author Karen Kingsbury. This one is called Great Is Thy Faithfulness.
Thank you.
just want to say thank you for joining us, and we pray that God will bless you today, and make it a great Easter. I hope you've enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.